I invite Charles Behnke in on a Friday, Christmas, July. The puny poinsettia, and this is the Christmas song he picks us to play. His bloom and dismay. If they had just kept him wetter, he'd be a houseplant today. Folks like the other plants better. Now he's alone on the shelf. Even a plant with no uncle or aunt shouldn't spend Christmas Day by himself. Holiday shoppers would stop at the counter and pick out a plant to take home. One at a time, all his friends were adopted till Percy was left all alone. Percy, the puny poinsettia, hanging his... Now, I'm sure somewhere on this planet, people are readying themselves for poinsettias, or poinsettia, Craig, if you want to call it that. Because, you know, we're 5 months away or so, and people are buying.
Can we go with poinsettias?
You can go with anything you want as long as you buy a few of them this winter. Be sure to get an adequate supply when they come onto the market in early November, which they will.
So they're being planted right now? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, cuttings are being taken from the parent plants that were shipped in actually back in the month of May, and they probably should have taken two cuttings already. And they'll take as many as probably about six off from those plants, and we'll multiply them literally into the millions. There'll be a lot of Percy poinsettias waiting to be taken home, starting already at Thanksgiving
right.
time.
Of course, he always reminds me, if you're going to go shopping in the Christmas time for a poinsettia, don't buy it first on your shopping trip. Buy it last so it's not in the cold car as you're going through. What about now during this time of the year? I guess sort of the same thing. You don't want to have your plants, if you're buying anything, sitting in a hot car.
Yeah, that's almost like plant abuse, just as we have child abuse with hot cars. And yes, you may want to make sure that you select your various, say, fruits, vegetables, and plants and take them home immediately and do not cook them in the car.
Can we still plant some things now, or what's your thoughts on that?
If there's container-grown material, yes, that can be put in right away and make sure it's watered because it will take a while to reestablish into the area. If you're thinking about transplanting things on your own, I would say no because it puts a lot of stress. You've dug down, removed the root system to a great extent, and that will be quite hard on transplanting various things at this time. You'd wait till late fall, like end of October or November, if you want to transplant anything.
Along with all these beautiful, you know, all the greenery that's sprouting up and the rain that we've had, it looks great out there. But along come the weeds, and I know that we always talk about this, but it always seems to be a problem. And got a Facebook question for you about that. Are there any natural solutions to killing weeds?
Well, one way to look at it, remember, a weed is a plant out of place. So a zinnia to one person may be a flower, but a zinnia to another person might be a weed.
All right, so it's how you look at it.
That's one way of doing it. But there are weeds out there. Let's maybe look at where they might be occurring. If they're in the lawn, let's think about mowing high. Set them more on the high setting. Also, you might want to consider upping the fertility level of your turf area so that you can get the grass to outcompete. Usually there's thinness in the turf area that causes a lot of weed problems, although you won't solve the problem immediately. Now, in your vegetable garden or in your flower garden, natural ways, hand pull. I also like to use just newspaper, put that down, and perhaps even put grass clippings on top of that just to hold it down so it doesn't blow in the wind. Or I've been using this tall grass that you see growing around. It's called miscanthus grass, and I harvest that in the springtime or in the late fall and then lay it in between the rows of plants, and that works out as a natural way of recycling a product you'd normally throw in the rubbish and can be also used as weed control.
And so basically what you're doing is you're just cutting out the sunlight? Is that what you're doing?
That's all that you're doing. If you want to do weed control, you have to cut out the sunlight so either the seed doesn't germinate or the plant does not grow. Without sunlight, the chlorophyll doesn't work and the plant dies.
Charles, I've got leaves coming down off a cottonwood tree. Should I be concerned?
Not really. We're starting to get into a little bit of a dry period right now and wouldn't be unusual for cottonwood trees, even some maples. I noticed that on my cherry tree, a few early leaves have fallen off the tree. It's not unusual that that's happening. And it's telling you that the area is dry. With the large cottonwood, you can't water. We're going to get a rainfall this weekend again, so...
On another subject, there was a national report just about an hour ago about the corn crop doing very well now in the Midwest. What do we know here in Lorain County?
Well, I know it's just a little field that I go past on Russia Road when I go out to my so-called executive office's garden. Was it actually curling a little bit the other day, but with that light rain that we had on Wednesday, it's free... come out and also starting to tassel at this time. So the earlier planted corn is already starting to tassel, I notice, in the Lorain County area, at least where I've gone past it. And it looks pretty decent. As long as we get a nice rainfall here in the next probably 2 weeks, once tasseling starts, you know, pollen will be produced, and that's going to be important for the fill out of the corn year.
So we're talking with Charles Benke, horticulturalist, this morning. Japanese beetles are out there.
Same as with Volkswagens, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Charles.
Oh, yeah. So well, you got to watch out for the beetles. You know, they're all over the place. Hey, did you hear that? See that news story too about the beetles? That
George Harrison's
grave. Yeah, with the beetles those were not Japanese beetles. Those are probably some of the pine beetles that get in. That's causing a lot of problems out in the Rocky Mountain areas. That's quite devastating. But around here we have Japanese beetles that like to eat the leaves of many of our ornamental trees at this time, and that eating can be quite dramatic. If you have a birch tree or a linden tree or a basswood tree, some of the leaves are pretty lacy looking right now and might actually be falling to a great extent. If there are Japanese beetles actually on those trees, you can use the product Sevin, S-E-V-I-N, which is an insecticide. Be sure that you do it in the evening hours so there are no honeybees or bumblebees visiting that plant. They typically would not be because those trees are not in flower at this time. Where you really want to be treating is the turf area, because the Japanese beetles, the adult females, are now laying the eggs, and with the little spurts of moisture that we're getting, the eggs will hatch. If we go into a dry period of more than about 3 days, the eggs do not hatch. But if we have a little moisture, the eggs hatch. That's why they're so successful. Last year, we had moisture kind of on almost a weekly basis. If we get into a dry spell, then they don't hatch again. So if you have had problems with Japanese beetles, you might want to consider doing a good job of applying a grub-proofing compound.
So, you know what, that's interesting, because we had, I can't remember his name, we were talking about the mosquitoes. You had the mosquito hotline, remember that, Craig? And I'm wondering if, because it seems like there are less mosquitoes right now.
Yes, I've noticed that too.
So is that because he said, you know, they...
Because they sprayed and they killed them all the other day.
Well, but there's problem. Less, the moisture is less.
Right, moisture is very important for a lot of insects to survive. The mosquito, again, needs a little pool of water, no more than an inch, and that's why it's important to always clean out gutters and kids' toys that might have held a little bit of moisture. Whereas with the Japanese beetle that we had earlier, if there's moisture in the turf, that's just enough to get the eggs to hatch. That's all they need, and they'll go onward and be quite active little eaters in your turf.
You know, I don't see as many of those Japanese beetle traps as I used to. There was a time where they were like in everybody's yard. It was like the thing to do.
Yeah.
And then what did people find out about those traps?
Well, they actually work. They work better
in
your neighbor.
Bag. You see this kind of...
They work better in your neighbor's yard because you are attracting them, and if you want to get them out of your yard, put the trap in the neighbor's yard. That's one way to make the thing work, I guess.
Something attractive about that bag or
right.
the scent?
There's several things on that Japanese beetle trap. One, the yellow fins that are on there. Two, there's a product called Geranol that's used. That's an attractant to the beetle itself. And then the bag, when they get all together, they just kind of like going to that thing.
I see.
They just fall in. And, of course, then the raccoons come around at night and eat the bottom of the bag and have lunch. It's buffet in a bag.
So the raccoons are eating the Japanese beetle.
Yes.
Interesting about that stuff. Cucumbers, squash, people are saying, hey, what's going on? They're not looking as good as they should.
As plump and as well as they should. And that relates back to our both our honeybee and bumblebee population that might be out there. With low numbers, normally we want about, if you're growing them commercially, about two hives of bees per acre of cucumbers. Well, a lot of our honeybees have died off due to various things, this colony collapse disorder and other things. And we're not seeing good pollination. And so you get these kind of deformed either cucumbers or zucchinis. They might start to form and then they stop, or else they don't even get started at all because of just poor pollination.
So I want to get back to the honeybees. Do you think that this is a situation that's going to naturally remedy itself? Is this a man-made environmental problem?
There's been recorded cases of collapses of insect populations, like honeybees. If you really look back on some of the information, there's some stuff that was recorded in the early 1900s, mid-1900s, where there was big colony losses. And this may be just part of a cycle, again, that's going on, although there are other new environmental forces that are out there. The insecticides and the combination of both insecticides and fungicides may be involved. There's several new viruses that have been detected, along with just normal diseases that they get.
There was just a report. There were some fruits, I believe, at Mark's. Was there a recall from Mark's of fruits that had a virus? And people were saying, fruits have a virus?
Well, many fruits have viruses. I think that was a recall for Listeria.
Right. Yeah.
And that was, it probably came on through the processing. If they happened to have washed the fruit and they had not used clean water, normal city water, normal clean water, and were using recycled water, the possibility of Listeria could have been put onto the fruit. So that's why they probably recalled it.
I was thinking about you the other day when there was a truck accident reported in the news somewhere in the United States about the beehives.
Oh, yes. That was like about three, four weeks ago. Wasn't that on the East Coast or was it the West Coast?
And I thought, you know, you got...
It's one heck of a mess,
right,
I can tell you.
And not only the fact that you have the first responders coming out,
yes,
who are not, I guess, really prepared or used
to
it.
No, they usually aren't wearing their bee suit and at least face net.
Until they get the beekeepers to come by,
yeah,
probably, and harvest, get up those.
And
hives.
It takes a while for the bees to settle down. Once they've been disturbed like that, a whole truck will, you know, each hive's got to find its own queen again, and they're using scents to do that, and they won't settle down until the evening hours. And, of course, traffic wants to keep moving during the daytime.
Well, you talk about the queen. How many worker bees are there
in a hive
versus a queen? What's the ratio?
It's one queen in a hive, and at this time of the year wouldn't be unusual. A good quality hive would have between 80 to 100, 130,000 bees in it, honeybees.
Did you say 130,000?
Yeah.
For one queen?
Yes.
Wow.
It's good to be queen.
Well, yeah. But you got to get that special nectar, though, right?
You get the royal jelly in order to be a queen.
And it turns you into a queen.
Yeah.
Aren't we all looking for the royal
it's
jelly?
It's 5 days of royal jelly.
Yeah, sure are, exactly.
Rather than 3 days of royal jelly to become a queen.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Well, you know, honeybees, good. Yellow jackets,
not
so good. I mean, they do some
pollination. They serve a purpose,
right,
and they're out there. And I have now spotted a bald-faced hornet's nest nearby where I garden. And the nest has gotten the size, actually, of size of your head already, if not larger. It's paper, yes. It's all gray and paper, and the entrance hole keeps moving around. This is also true of yellow jacket nests, too, that are all invisible. The ones in the ground you can't see, but there's a developing nest within a mouse hole, usually. And they're quite large already. They're basketball size. And
what about some control for that?
Okay, again, control only at night. Never attempt anything during the daytime unless you're a professional that has to do it as such. They have different compounds that can be used at very fast kill. But if you are going to use one of the hornet and wasp sprays, which are very effective, apply the product in the evening and make sure you're wearing some protective clothing, like a jacket, mm-hmm, pants.
And some running shoes.
And some running shoes and something over your head. Yes. So that if you do apply and do it at night, this would be like evening, and would work out very well. And you should be able to wipe them up.
All right. Can we still do some pruning? I'm all about pruning, by the way. You know that.
Yeah, I know. If there's dead material out there, and believe me, there's plenty of dead material out there, get that out. More than likely, the plant's totally dead, or if there's something coming up, like with some of the rose bushes, prune around that just to allow the new growth to come up and grow. Other than that, I would hold off on major pruning until the fall, late fall.
All right. And the vegetables and fruits that are out there now, what have you seen?
Well, we're certainly going to start having some of our crops, strawberries, the blueberries are going full stream right now, and soon to come, will there be anything?
I see some blueberries these days are the size of grapes almost.
Yeah,
they're
they've watered and fertilized them, getting nice up there in size. You know, growing.
Strawberries, are strawberries done?
They're pretty much done around the area now. They're through. being picked. I was going to say, peaches, but our peach crop virtually got wiped out this winter, and the grape crop got wiped out around the area too. So you're not going to see a lot of local grapes, except maybe for Concord grapes. They'll be available late September.
When did this wipeout happen? Was this
on that January 6th or 7th and 8th and the later part of January?
Right.
It got really cold.
About way back then, huh?
Yes, damages.
Remember that?
Remember that. Did your car not start?
30 below or whatever.
No,
it was
only about 17 below.
No, but don't you remember the picture I brought in the last time you were here with a tree and my ornamental tree? You said, I think it's dead.
Well, it's probably... Yeah. I think a lot of people are still deciding if it's dead or not. Believe me, folks, it's dead.
Well, there's 25% leaf coverage on it, the 75% not. So I'm just sort of waiting there.
It's under the dead department.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. Thanks a lot. I appreciate the good news for that. Well, we appreciate you coming in all the time. It's always fun to talk with you and kind of get us inspired again to get out in the yard and get things under control. And kick on the crabgrasses. I guess we can still control some of that.
It's time to... It's going to be hard to control crabgrass because it's already out there, if not sending out seed heads. There are some products that commercial landscapers have available to them. It is not on the homeowner market, but there are products that will work to take it out of a lawn should you want that to happen.
All right. As we spend our day July, what is it, July 25th?
Yes.
Christmas in July.
Yes. Christmas soon. Look for Percy, and he'll be coming on the shelf here by early November.
Christmas Day by himself. Even a plant with no uncle or aunt shouldn't spend Christmas Day by himself.